Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. PennDOT is watching Sunday's weather forecast as it puts together its game plan for snow. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
With Sunday's 3 p.m. Eagles home playoff in mind, it'll be a figurative and maybe a literal game-time decision as PennDOT decides whether to put down brine on major highways to prevent icing. PennDOT spokesman Brad Rudolph says there's plenty of residual salt on the interstates now, but rain could wash away the effectiveness of more brine.
We'll play it by ear. We'd like to give another round of brine to the majors before the storm comes in as snow sometime on Sunday. But, you know, it really depends on temperatures.
Once the snow begins, Rudolph says it's all hands on deck with 430 trucks in the five-county area plowing and salting. There will certainly be heavy traffic volume near the stadium complex, so Rudolph says anyone driving to the link should allow extra time to get there. Post-game, he says, with snow falling, PennDOT may need to reduce speeds or issue vehicle restrictions. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Eagles fever, of course, is running high in these parts, and that includes at Philadelphia City Hall. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb has that story.
City employees gathered at the Eagle in Macy's as part of a city government-wide challenge to show off their Eagle spirit. Jennifer Hall and the chief administrator's office organized the effort.
We thought it would be a great idea to get the city together today to get them riled up and ready for the big game on Sunday.
The Center City District is also stoking the fandom with a mini football field on Dilworth Plaza.
It's cool. They always manage to put like really interesting little things here. But, you know, if it's all about the Eagles, I'm about it, too. I'm sure a lot of people around here are about it. The Eagles bring people together.
Mark House was passing by, and he spotted a number 26 jersey on one of the topiary elks in the Winter Garden, too.
I was, like, squinting really hard. I was like, is that Deuce Daly? Because many people don't really know who Deuce Daly is because he's like an Eagle from the old days. But it was Saquon Barkley. I think it's awesome.
At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Supreme Court upheld the law Friday banning TikTok. That means the popular social media platform could be shuttered in the U.S. as early as Sunday if its Chinese parent company, ByteDance, doesn't sell it. KYW's John McDevitt has reaction from a South Jersey man who, along with two of his exotic pets, have 3 million TikTok followers.
This is Winston. This is Rose.
25-year-old David Alzadeh of West Effort has two little, very social sugar gliders and produces informative and entertaining content for his Rose and Winston accounts that he posts on social media.
No, it's not a ferret. It's a sugar glider.
Alzadeh says he's not happy with the Supreme Court's decision about TikTok. He uses the videos he creates as a part-time job, benefiting mostly from advertising dollars on TikTok.
So what are you going to do?
Well, I mean, luckily I've already been preparing for this for a while, because they've been talking about it for so long. I started, about a year or two ago, I started posting on every platform, and I figured the best way to protect myself is to diversify.
The U.S. government cites security concerns over information the Chinese government could obtain from TikTok users. Many users call the potential shutdown unconstitutional and question the U.S. government's profiling and surveillance practices and policies. John McDevitt, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
New Jersey's Attorney General's office says an internal investigation has found no wrongdoing from previous New Jersey administrations related to the corruption scandal with Senator Bob Menendez. Federal investigators say Menendez tried to use his influence to protect his co-defendants from being investigated. Attorney General Matt Platkin says the former senator's attempts to interfere with criminal matters handled by the New Jersey AG's office were ultimately unsuccessful. Platkin says he wants to commend former attorneys general Gerber Graywall and Andrew Bruck for their years of service. He says they were and are tremendous public servants. One North Philly community is getting a pop-up party event focusing on holistic healing. We get that story from KYW's Sherrod A. Howard.
It's the Welcome to Wellness pop-up in the heart of North Philly, organized by One Day at a Time in partnership with the Office of Senator Sharif Street, who's made a practice of shining a light on the topic of mental health in Black and brown communities. Now, the senator explains the pop-up is a way to reach into the communities as opposed to only reaching out.
Well, it's a Welcome to Wellness event, and the goal of it is to expose people to a variety of methods to become more centered, to deal with their mental health holistic way.
He says the concept came after the Surgeon General acknowledged an alarming statistic.
The Surgeon General put out over a quarter of Americans, over 40% of young people, are experiencing some form of clinical anxiety.
The event will feature a series of wellness activities, speakers, and provide resources for those wanting to learn more about alternative methods of mental health care. The Welcome to Wellness pop-up is Saturday, January 25th at 2532 North Broad Street.
We welcome everyone. We want people to get engaged, get involved.
Sherrod A. Howard, KYW News Radio 103.9. FM.
A crowd-funded movie 20 years in the making that is both a love letter to Delaware County and an analysis of everyone's complicated relationships with their hometown premieres this weekend at the Media Theater. KYW's Nigel Thompson tells us more about Delco the Movie.
Director Chris Pierdomenico went all out to make sure generations of Delconians could enjoy Delco the Movie. From the many businesses that partnered to be filming locations to even some of the actors that played roles in the film.
Actually, I brought back teachers of mine that are retired to play themselves in very brief roles.
Pierdomenico, an Aston native and Sun Valley graduate, was candid when describing his home county.
I'd say real. What you see is what you got. Delconians are not afraid to tell you how they feel. For better or for worse, I should say.
But in that uniqueness of place and the people that fill it, the film's story of three high schoolers enduring a crazy night out in Delco tells a familiar one of home for any viewer, Delconian or not.
I think everybody has their own Delco in a way. We all kind of have that weird, complicated relationship with our hometown.
Pierdomenico says a lot of the film's showings at the Media Theater this weekend are already sold out, but there are still some available for the Sunday and Monday evening screenings. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A special MLK Day performance is coming from the Philadelphia Orchestra, and as KYW's Justin Udo tells us, it's open to the public.
The Philadelphia Orchestra is returning to Girard College for its 35th annual Martin Luther King Jr. tribute concert.
And we'll be performing Lift Every Voice and Sing. You will hear from composers like William Grant Still and familiar composers like Richard Smallwood.
Danielle Allen with the orchestra says, in addition to hosting the world-class musicians and composers,
we'll be featuring a joint choir of students from the Philadelphia School for the Creative and Performing Arts, as well as from Girard College's high school.
Allen says the concert reflects progress made by people of color in classical music, as well as a path forward.
Although we still have a ways to go until classical music and our orchestra truly reflects our community, we understand the commitment that we have to our city, and we are an orchestra of, by, and for Philadelphia.
The performances that take place on MLK Day are free to the public, but you must register in advance. I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.